is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To Mexico. The New World Report. Mexico deploys planes to Israel to return nationals. An unknown number of hostages were taken by Hamas after it launched a surprise attack, says the news release from the foreign ministry. Two Mexicans are believed to have been among those taken by the group. That is a moving story. This is a decision by the AMLO government, the very powerful and popular president of Mexico, during an election process underway. Also, large questions about Mexico's border with the United States. And I welcome Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute, the New World Report. Professor, we begin in Mexico because our very good neighbor integrated into the North American economy at the same time, dealing with all the issues at once. The leading candidate for the presidency, former mayor of Mexico City, is herself a Jewish person. AMLO is himself very much in charge of the national security of Israel, of Mexico, and that means the border. At the same time, there are Mexican citizens said to be at risk, either hostages or concerned about their futures in a country that is now at war with Hamas and other bad actors. So your measure of AMLO as he's conducted himself during the European war that continues, the war in Ukraine, and now during the Mideast war, this is a lot for anyone to balance. How do you measure he's handling it? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. AMLO has taken the actions that are required to take care of people with Mexican nationality, and really a reminder in the way that with the Jewish diaspora touching many parts of Latin America, that the region continues to be connected with these very grave events that have happened with the terrorist attacks against Israel from the Gaza Strip. But as I understand it, you have approximately 5,000 Mexican nationals in Israel right now. About 300 have asked to leave, just with the uncertainty over the situation and the war there. So the Mexican Air Force has its own transport plane, and so they sent one and possibly two planes over to evacuate those nationals who have wanted to leave. At the same time, you have a number of other countries in Latin America with their nationals in Israel right now. I understand that even there have been hostages. There were two of the people who were taken hostage by the terrorists Mexican citizenship. Two were Peruvian, two were Paraguayan. But certainly, in terms of the immediate response, AMLO and the Mexican military have done the appropriate thing, it appears, to respond to the needs of those with Mexican citizenship. At the same time, Mexico, as well as unfortunately Brazil, tends to be very soft in terms of expressing support for Israel in this moment, in my opinion. Unfortunately, you have the same thing from Lula in Brazil, continuing in the middle of this to call for a two-state solution and say that he would not get involved. But it'll be interesting. This may be an area in which AMLO's position could be subtly different from his understudy, the current candidate for Morena, Claudia Sheinbaum, the former mayor of Mexico City, although she is far ahead in the polls. And again, AMLO has not taken a strong position that would get him in trouble with the, as far as I've seen yet, with the Jewish community in Mexico or elsewhere.
Mexico and the question of the border also presses upon us. We have overwhelming statistics about how many people have crossed the border in these last 2 years of the Biden administration. The number becomes dizzying. It's over 2 million, and some small percentage have been returned. Mexico has long been the road north, and as my reading of the news right now, there is no additional plan from Mexico's point of view about what is to be done. The transit through Mexico continues. There are buses, there are people who move the migrants who want to seek refuge in the United States, want to cross into the United States. Is there anything more that AMLO is required to do, given the overwhelming numbers, to your measure, Professor?
Well, the key thing, John, seems to be the ongoing cooperation between Mexico and the United States and the other cooperations through the region. So as you recall, the senior level delegation from Mexico actually just came to Washington and had some relatively positive interactions with the Biden team in which they agreed a number of things, including that AMLO actually will come to the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum Summit in San Francisco here in November, something that he initially said that he wasn't going to do, and cooperation in a number of other areas. But I think that the key thing is just the interconnectivity of these flows as they come from Haiti, from Cuba, from Venezuela through the region. As we've talked about many times on the program, through the Darien Gap, you had an unprecedented 417,000 across the Darien Gap last year, which has put to stress issues with cooperation between Panama and Colombia at that border, as well as between Panama and Costa Rica to the border the north, where you have the Costa Rican president talking with his Panamanian counterpart about that management, and all the other borders that go all the way up. And so one of the key things that's been important, both, when I was working for Secretary Pompeo under the Trump administration and continuing with the Biden administration, is Mexico's collaboration, and what Mexico is trying to do on its own part, in addition to trying to control some of those flows coming through the country, is also looking at how it can repatriate persons, possibly back to their countries of origin, whether they're talking now to Brazil, Colombia, Cuba, Nicaragua. So this whole issue of control of migrant flows to prevent further human tragedy. Certainly, Mexican-U.S. cooperation is one critical element of really cooperation across all the countries of the region and what really is a regional dynamic.
The election process underway now. Mexico City, former Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum, commanding lead over her nearest rival in the contest. A survey of voters shows that Marina is doing very well. What can we expect from a Sheinbaum presidency? It would be, I believe, history-making for a woman to be in charge of our neighbor to the south.
Absolutely, John. So the current polls would seem to suggest that if things don't change, Claudia Sheinbaum will probably walk away with the elections. She right now is polling. Polls estimate that she would get about 55%. Her nearest competitor, Xochitl Galvez, would get about 20%, according to one poll. The third candidate, who would possibly be Marcelo Ebrard or possibly Samuel Garcia of Nuevo León, would get maybe 9 to 10%. Although Sheinbaum has promised to continue what is called the fourth transformation and would certainly continue relatively statist-oriented policies, nationalist-oriented policies, there are subtle ways, especially on social policy in terms of issues of abortion, women's rights, other things, where it's clear that she would take things in a slightly different direction. With respect to environmental policy, she seems to be a little bit more green in her disposition than AMLO happens to be. And it remains to be seen in terms of personal style, whereas AMLO is an old style, kind of Chicago style politician who talks sometimes for hours every day in his morning program, what's called the Mañaneros. Sheinbaum is more of a technocrat, apparently extremely capable and intelligent, but she has always been less capable in terms of connecting with the people. And again, as you point out, it will be an interesting dynamic, given that there is a, what you might refer to as a deeply rooted male dominance within Mexican politics and in society, something that Sheinbaum certainly would probably be working to change and turn in a new direction. But it certainly will be a new page for Mexico.
And the present circumstances in Mexico, AMLO very much in charge. You mentioned how he has changed his mind, or at least his schedule has changed, so that he's going to meet with President Biden at the meeting soon enough in November. What is a significant conversation between these two presidents? They're both very much in charge of economies that are in transition.
Absolutely. John, well, certainly the U.S.-Mexico relationship is one of the most important for both the United States and indeed for Mexico. In terms of security, in terms of prosperity, and what was once NAFTA, now USMCA. As a matter of fact, it's estimated that some of the issues with respect to the commercial traffic moving across the border may have cost something like $1 billion to the two economies just in the past couple of weeks. And so the management of those commercial issues, and there are a number of different commercial disputes, including over GMO corn and over various trade practices. But obviously, in addition to that, the issue of the management of migration, which continues to be a very important issue. And frankly, the issue of security cooperation, the 107,000 people who died in the U.S. of drug overdoses, 70,000 of which died of fentanyl overdoses, with fentanyl coming through and in some cases actually being produced in Mexico. So cooperation on those issues at a time in which AMLO has been relatively reluctant to go strongly against at least one of the major cartels in Mexico, the Sinaloa cartel. And so, that continues to be another issue, as well as various different commercial disputes. It's difficult to find, given our geographic proximity and trade integration issues, that do not affect the two nations. So it will continue to be a broad, and indeed the summit from the past week was a discussion of a broad-ranging set of issues. And I understand it was a relatively positive outcome, at least according to Secretary Blinken on our side. And again, I think you can see some of the fruit in which AMLO seemed to be relatively positive in a way that he was talking about some of the U.S. Issues, such as the border wall. And again, the fact that he has cooperated on the previously on the extradition of one of the major narco-traffickers, Ovidio Guzman, and the fact that, again, he reversed his previous position that he will now come to the APEC summit, leader summit in San Francisco in the fall. And so lots of issues to talk about, and at least keeping the tone positive, although there are a lot of points of friction.
Mexico City and Washington working together is very good news for North America. We're going to turn to the largest election in the Americas in this calendar year, Argentina. Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, New World Report. I'm John Ellis.